right, let's get into it. What does it take to blend music, comedy, and extreme sports into one unforgettable persona? Today, we're talking Oliver Tree, the human mashup of bowl cuts, big hooks, and bigger stunts. Hey, it's Emma, and I'm feeling totally vibed out today. I have to tell you about this artist who made internet culture blink, then hit replay. You know exactly who I mean. So, let's talk Oliver Tree, singer, rapper, producer, filmmaker, comedian. The man basically speedran pop stardom by treating every song like a blockbuster stunt. He rose out of Santa Cruz with this alt-pop meets hip-hop meets rock thing, and he sold it with mean, savvy visuals that were too weird to ignore and too catchy to forget. We are talking viral scooters the size of a small car, monster trucks, and a performance art wardrobe that screamed, "Do not look away." Let me set the scene. Coachella, late 2010. The desert is giving sequins and sunscreen, the fashion a crowded battlefield of crochet and chaos. I spot this dude, a bowl cut that looks like it was engineered with a laser level, a neon track jacket that could guide planes, and shades so big they had their own zip code. I roll my eyes, I'm like, okay, cosplay meets mid. But then he hits the stage and subtly my skepticism is filing for unemployment. The energy was feral. He's dancing like a cartoon rebel, but the songs are real. The hooks bite and the bass sits heavy. The crowd gets it. I get it, and the gag is, the look is not a joke, it is a character, it is a thesis. LA Weekly even tagged him on their best and weirdest fashion list that year. That moment taught me something annoyingly profound. Authenticity can look like a prank until it wins, and then it becomes a blueprint. Okay, let's move on. What made Oliver Tree tick? Think of him as a cocktail. Two parts alternative pop, one part punk stubbornness, a shot of internet comedian, topped with action sports spectacle. In plain terms, he wrote the songs, produced many of them, directed the videos, and then jumped a monster truck in the same fit he wore to roast you on TikTok. That is not a vibe. That is city planning. Timeline for the receipts. He starts out in Santa Cruz in the early 2010s releasing as Tree, gets picked up by Apollo and RNS, that's a respected electronic label family, then pauses to study at CalArts, a serious art school, sharpening his production and visual chops. In 2016, he pops back up on a track with Getter, a U.S. South electronic producer, then a viral moment with Weather, a Chicago-born DJ and producer. The song When I Am Down blows up, and Atlantic Records signs him. By 2018, he drops the Alien Boy EP with that double video, All That X Alien Boy, which he writes and directs after months of planning and literal stunt training. It was giving auteur. Then 2020 arrives, Ugly is Beautiful lands, it peaks on the Billboard 200 and hits number one on US South alternative and rock albums. It was delayed twice, first for the pandemic, then to keep focus on racial justice after George Floyd, and honestly that showed situational awareness in an era when a lot of rollouts felt tone deaf. The deluxe in 2021 gives us Life Goes On, which becomes a global earworm. In 2022, he shifts gears with Cowboy Tears, country-tinted but still Oliver. In 2023, we get Alone in a Crowd plus a collab with David Guetta, the French dance titan. And in 2026, he goes independent on Alien Boy Records for Love You Madly, Hate You Badly. That pivot screams, I want my masters and my freedom, period.
And the world building is next level! He's directing videos, doing his own stunts, literally training for months to freestyle a monster truck. He set a Guinness World Record in 2020 for building the world's largest kick scooter, wrote it on camera, and the internet collectively spat out its iced coffee. Not me, but me. He filmed Hurt in Ukraine with co-director Brendan Vaughn, an emerging filmmaker, stark visuals, heavy emotion, and it paid off with major views and certification. He also plays with irony, staging a goodbye farewell tour in 2019 and then dropping like three more albums. That is satire as strategy.
On the collaboration side, important players float through the Oliver Tree universe. Thom Yorke, Radiohead singer, gave a nod to his Karma Police cover early on, which is prestige points. He was doing shows aligned with Skrillex and Zedd's Dead in the formative years, both massive electronic acts. He tours with Louis the Child, a pop-leaning DJ duo, a collabs with Little Big, a Russian rave pop group known for viral weirdness, Tommy Cash, an Estonian rapper with art school chaos in his veins, and Supercomputer, an underground dance outfit. Every move says do not box me in. And Jury Media pops up in the mix too, a social media company that's internet native to its bones, perfect for a mean fluent rollout. Here's what I think is the real flex. Creative control. He is not just the face, he is the factory. Writing, producing, scripting, directing, that compresses the pipeline. Fewer handoffs, consistent tone. In an algorithmic era, continuity is currency. If you loved one Oliver Tree video, your For You page knew what to feed you next. That is how singles become seasons of a show. Okay, pause, because we have to talk about the hardest part. In 2026, he announces the world's first world tour, 7 continents, over 70 shows across 30 countries. It starts strong in Mexico City and Brazil, and then June hits, and tragedy. A mid-air helicopter collision in Rio de Janeiro takes his life along with 5 others, including the Argentine YouTuber Gaspi and film director Lucas A. Vignelli. As of mid-June that year, the cause was under investigation. There was no official reason to point to. That lack of closure is brutal for fans, for family, and for the crew. The showman who joked about retirement as performance art is suddenly gone for real. Big yikes and bigger grief. Here's my take. The entertainment machine loves a bigger, louder, faster moment, and Oliver played with that edge, but he also respected craft. If the industry is going to keep chasing ambition at this scale, it needs a safety culture that is just as ambitious. Drones, choppers, pyros, rigs, the whole sandbox. We deserve setups where spectacle does not flirt with catastrophe. This is not about speculation. Investigators do their job. It's about standards that make the next era safer for everyone who builds these worlds we binge. Legacy check. The fashion, that hyper-specific bowl cut and the thrift core tracksuits were not just bits. They were storytelling. Coachella proved it. He made image a character, and the character sold the hook. Artists clocked that, and suddenly you're seeing more worlds built around hair, silhouettes, and props that play on every platform. And the stunts, the giant scooters, practically modern folklore. Even if you were not a fan, you knew that clip. He hacked cultural memory by going too big to scroll past.
On the business side, the play matters. Leaving Atlantic to drop an album on Alien Boy Records in 2026 was a signal. Established artists can toggle between the major label machine and independent control. Own the masters, own the calendar, own the mood. Oliver did that, and he did it while planning a tour that basically said, "I run the map." That blueprint is going to echo for a long time. If you want a starter pack for the music, try Alien Boy for the early statement, Hurt for the drama, Life Goes On for the global hook, Miss You to feel the online heat, Cowboys Don't Cry to watch him bend his palate, and then bounce to the David Guetta collab to see how flexible his voice is over a festival engine. That is Oliver Tree in 6 stops.
Okay, we covered a lot. Oliver Tree showed that pop culture is not just about sound, it is a universe you architect. He made the absurd feel inevitable, the joke feel sincere, and the internet do a double take until it learns his language. Honestly, iconic.
Next time, we are diving into another delightfully chaotic figure who bent the music scene sideways and still made a chart. No, I am not telling you who. Suspense is a love language.
So, that's the tea, folks. Remember to embrace your quirks, protect your people, and keep spilling the tea. Later!